equality, uniqueness, and free will. 2. Unique. Like snowflakes, each of us is absolutely unique. We have different characteristics, qualities, and abilities. We even have different aspirations and want different things. Every creature has an innate urge to express itself. What is inside is revealed as its nature becomes manifest. We are unique because our intrinsic natures are unique and because we have made different choices and have had different experiences. Someone who has grown up in Thailand is different from someone who has grown up in Italy. Someone who has trained in combat is different from someone who has not. If we marry one person, we will end up different than if we marry another person because we'll have different experiences and thus different opinions, beliefs, fears, and expectations. People like to be accepted by a group. Any group requires its members to act within certain norms. Even if someone does behave within group confines, it is everyone's nature to express distinct and unique qualities. Each person, each soul, each creature is unique, whether anyone wants to admit it or not. Precisely because of our uniqueness, and precisely because we have made certain choices in the past, we are not supposed to be the same. We are not even supposed to be normal. On the contrary, people who excel are to be commended as they help humanity to progress. It's important to recognize that we have no right to think or feel that anyone else should be like us, do things our way, make the same choices, or be within the norms of our group. Unless someone has made an agreement or promised to do something, we have no right to say that they should do anything. As long as an action isn't harmful, we don't have a right to think that anyone else should not do it. By the same token, no one else has a right to say that we should do or not do anything, unless it's harmful or unless we've made a commitment. Most people assume that others have the same priorities as they do, or should have the same priorities, and then feel that other people should act according to those priorities. Yet our priorities are based on our values as a soul and as a personality, our experiences, the information we have or believe, our beliefs about life and the afterlife, what our family or group wants and believes, all of which are different. How can we possibly think that we can know what someone else should choose, or that someone else can know what we should choose? Should is valid only when referring to not doing harm or to someone who made a specific commitment, including all public servants. Otherwise, a should needs to be qualified with if, such as, if he wants, then he should. All action and inaction has results, consequences. We choose something precisely because we want the results, which we expect to be pleasant. It's not possible to pick and choose which results we want to experience and which ones we don't. They all happen.